Hello?
Congressman Orrin Harris on 90.
What's the name of that state congressman?
Orrin.
Marie?
Yes, sir.
Take this.
Yes, sir.
Orrin?
Mr. President, how do you do?
What have you done for me this morning?
Well, I'm not sure that I've done too much, not as much as I should have.
I see you holding up a hell of a lot of legislation on account of me. I don't mind you holding it up, but don't let it be on account of me.
I didn't know I was holding up any legislation.
I didn't either, but this goddamn Washington Post keeps saying you tell
them. I have refrained from talking to any of your boys down there about that, so I could say I hadn't.
That's right. Well, don't you do it, but you just go ahead and find all the problems you can. I called you about this Interstate Commerce Commission chairman. You've endorsed him. I don't know him. Puffin Herring. Now, I need some Johnson people. I haven't got any anywhere in the government. I've got nothing but these other folks.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
how much does all of be a good man?
Well, that's all he means, state or any part of my country or yours either.
Yeah.
But he has made a hell of a good record, and he's a good man.
Well, should we leave him on there?
I'll tell you one thing. He'll become a Johnson man if he isn't.
Well, do you want to underwrite that?
I'll underwrite it, every word of it.
Because
I like him just that well. I wouldn't do anything that I thought.
You don't need to tell me what you would do or wouldn't do. I've known that for 30 years, 20, however long it's been. When did you come to Congress?
Well, about 5 years after you did.
Well, it couldn't make me feel so damn old.
I haven't been here very
long. I just wish I had 10 like you. That's what I wish I had. I'm thankful every day you're there. And I was talking to a fellow the other day about judgeship for you. And God, I don't know what I'd do if you ever went on the bench. On the other hand, if you want to go on the bench and I'm president,
I got you can't help it. I'm a buddy.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. No, I just had enough.
Not even started yet.
I want to quit. Just nothing but hitting you all day long about things you've got no responsibility over, and we got a full-fledged war on in Cyprus, most dangerous thing since some Cuban missiles, and we can't do a damn thing about it.
We can talk about it. If we don't do something
about it, we get cussed, and they just haven't got any answers.
Well, I'm thankful that you're there to do it.
What do you think of Herring of Iowa?
I don't know enough about him.
Well, I don't either. I'm not.
I just have to say, frankly,
what do you think about a woman on that commission? Why shouldn't we put a woman on it?
If I knew of a good woman that was qualified in the area, it would be fine. But I don't know of one.
Did any women ever come testify for you as experts?
No, not one. A legislative oversight committee.
From a congressional library.
That was one hell of a good woman in that field, but you wouldn't want her. She has no contact.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she wouldn't help you any.
Well, while you're on that, let me ask you, what circumstances did Sherman Adams testify before you? They're trying to make me let Walter Jenkins go down there, and he hadn't got any business down there.
You just do what you've been doing. Don't you let him go.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, but I guess we've got legal authority. Walter, did Attorney General ever get you the citations? Would you call them today and tell them we asked for them on a certain day, and can we get them? And he just volunteered to come down and rub his
and did y'all ask him out of questions? Well, the point is, if Walter goes down again, here's what happens. We were going to do these things, and Chairman Adams felt that he was picking up, and he had enough influence that he could just come down there and use out of force and take over the whole thing. Now, he didn't know what we did, but he wouldn't have asked for it. So he sent down there, he sent Jack Anderson up to see me one morning, and he said, if the governor decides to come, would you hear him? I'd say, yes, I want to be heard. Whether he would make the request in writing, 5 o'clock.
From Sherman Adams, in which he asked to be permitted to come the next morning to be heard. And that's exactly the way it happened. There was no pressure on him. We didn't ask him to do it. He did it all on his own.
And then he pulled off the gloves.
And then when he put himself on in the chair, why, that's where he shouldn't have. That's all it was to.
But he didn't limit himself to his statements. You asked him questions and did everything you wanted to.
Well, we asked him. I'm of course, stayed within the rules. We didn't get out of bounds.
Yeah, but you didn't agree with him that you wouldn't ask him any questions.
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I asked him the question. If he did not, of course, I had a lot of information in there, and I asked him the question, if he did not call in some members of the ICC and demand their resignation so he could put what he called their men in these agencies. He said, well, could you be a little bit more specific? I said, did you not talk to a member of a regulatory agency? I'll answer if you insist. I said, well, I insist. He said, yes, I did. Now, he called in Monroe Johnson
and demanded Monroe turn in his resignation. Monroe wouldn't do it.
And I said,
Can you make them resign?
No, you can't make them resign.
Was that the Supreme Court decision back at TVA, old man Morgan early? Is that what they held? When Roosevelt tried to make them resign?
No, you're talking about the Supreme Court judges now.
Oh, I'm talking about old man Morgan, who was on TVA and fell out of Roosevelt. Roosevelt demanded his resignation.
No, I don't know about
that. And the court held something, but I don't know what the hell.
They're appointed under the law for a certain period of time.
And you can't make them resign.
And you can't make them resign. Now, I understood, though, as a matter of courtesy to you, every one of them offered their resignation.
Yeah, I had a bunch of these folks.
I know at least a half dozen of them,
yeah.
But they told me that
I didn't accept them, though. I won't keep them, and I won't keep most of them, except some of these advisory boards are not worth a damn, and I'm just trying to learn something from you while I was talking to you. I usually learn something. All right, I'm going to look very favorably upon this chairman, and if I appoint him, I'll call you first, and then I want you to talk to him.
I'll do it.
And I want you to tell him what you did. And just tell him that you told him it didn't mean a damn thing to Arkansas, but it meant something to the country, and that this kind of guy you thought he was, and this kind of...
Well, take the chairmanship down there.
And he served last year as chairman.
Yeah.
This year, they've got a fellow by the name of Goff as chairman.
Yeah.
Larry Walrath made the best chairman of anybody that served there in the last, I don't know how many
years. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. Thank you. But how's your wife?
She's fine.
Give her my love.
Am I going to see you tomorrow night?
Yeah. Shall you do what?
Shall I pursue this matter of the judgeship?
Oh, God, don't do that. If that's your life's ambition, that's what you want, and that'd make your wife happier. And
make her very happy,
and
she's
going to
take me out of here before long anyway.
But who in the hell would ever replace you, Orrin?
Oh, plenty of people can replace
you. Oh, that's a lot of bull.
You get all of your legislation out for
Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it a little later. Now, God Almighty,
I have told John I would say nothing to nobody about it but you.
Well, don't say anything to anybody about it, because I don't want to. I'd just soon Sam Rayburn leave as you.
No.
Yes, I had. I just... but I'm not going to be selfish, I'll tell you that. And I play with the... I'm for my friends, and I know who my friends are. Period.
Well, I think enough of you, I'll do anything you ask me to.
I think maybe 2 or 3 years we have it if we win, and I believe we're going to win.
I think we're going to win.
You haven't got any opponent, have you?
Not yet, but the Supreme Court just played hell today.
Well, you mean the Georgia case?
Yeah.
Does that apply to all of us? Now, will Texas have to redistrict right
That's
away?
That's right. I imagine there'll be lawsuits filed in every state, and you've already got one.
Yeah, we've already got a holding down there. They already rendered a decision. We got it on appeal up here.
I thought they would ask that it be held up with the three-man court down there until this case was decided.
No, the court's already decided it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Oklahoma's got it. Maryland's got it. We'll have it right away. Wilbur and I will have it.
We'll have it right away. Wilbur and I will have it. Do something about it.
God dang, I've been through 4 of them now. I'd hate to go through another one.
Well, We'll talk about it. Maybe sometime in the next 2-3 weeks we can sit around some evening and visit.
Let's do that.
I need to. All right. I'll call you.
I'm going to ask you right now. I'm going to try to get these damn coal people and railroad people from badgering you and me and everybody else about this transportation bill. I'm going to see your boys this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We've got a good bill for you if we can eliminate the fuss between the coal people and the railroad people, and you don't want that, do you?
No, I sure don't.
So, they're going to mention it to you for your meeting with the leadership in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just keep in mind that I'm going to try to eliminate this big headache for you.
We'll try to do it, my friend, and find 40 other reasons on the other matter that, that don't include me.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Waiting.